Alright,
He's
we'll
biting my jeans!
Alright, Julio, say something.
Oh, shit.
Alright, something with a meaning, motherfucker.
That has meaning, motherfucker. It's your fault you can't comprehend his message.
Alright, dude, say something. Hurry up. Is Holy gonna say something or not? Dude, I need to record you to see if this shit's working.
Penis.
Okay, now Mickey.
I like cheese.
The fuck?
Oh my god. Like a fucking gentleman and shit. Like, I like cheese.
Skinny Jim?
Yeah, Skinny Jim, bitch, and I brought a bitch with me. We're gonna have a motherfucking rape party up in this bitch.
Sibyl?
What's up?
Alright, let me see if we recorded all of that shit.
Alright, what's up, listeners? Long time since we did our last podcast. This is your host, Skinny Jim, with Skeeter, aka Blue Rhino.
Ibuki, unseen!
Oh my god. And a very, very special gangstalicious guest, Sir Pringles, aka Julio.
What's chillin', bitches?
Yeah!
Jinx, buy me a Coke. I said it for
you. No, bitch, fuck
your
Coke.
Your Coke, nigga. Holy shit. This is the most epic bison picture I've ever seen in my life.
Link it up. Oh, by the way, Mickey's not here because he's getting raped by some.
Nah, Mickey's just, you know,
getting raped really, by some niggas.
He's been turning really white lately, and he's been holding off on doing a podcast. So we just decided, yo, fuck you, Soggy Biscuit. We're doing one without you.
And he's getting raped by some niggas.
A ball rug.
A ball dog.
Oh shit. Well, yep. What happened to the bison picture, fool?
Hold up, it's loading. I wanna see it. It's like bison as like Paul Revere, I think.
Bison as Paul Revere?
Yeah, dude. Actually no, that's George Washington, what the fuck?
It's right, bitches. Your founding father, you psycho, was good.
What the fuck? You see it? Are you seeing this? We need to post this up, man. We need to, like, show this to the fans.
I love this.
Oh my god.
Did you see it, Marcel?
Yes, yeah, that's why I'm laughing so hard. Lamau.
Alright, so, what's up, kids? Tell me what's been going on in your lives.
Start it up, Julio.
Nothing much. I think I've fallen in love. And it's not with my hand this time, so I should get married. Before you drop the shit. You understand?
Yeah.
Where you met this chick?
School, like a few years ago.
Oh, a high school sweetheart.
Well, it's kind of off. I don't know how to explain it.
Did you meet her in creative writing?
No, nigga.
Did she sat next to you?
No. Who the fuck sat next to me in creative writing?
Is her name Skeeter?
No.
Alright, never mind.
Oh my god. This is my childhood. Look at this image. It's the destroyer of childhoods.
Destroyer of Childhoods. I'm still laughing at that Bison one.
It's Mario as M. Bison.
No! Oh, yeah. Oh my god.
I got one that I know like Paul is gonna like right now. I just found it.
Oh my god, dude.
Oh, Paul's definitely gonna like this one.
Alright, let's check it out.
Nigio? Oh no, Vigio.
Yeah, which is, folks, we're just sharing images of Photoshop's Street Fighter characters. Oh, I love this! It's Wario time!
And Bison at the same time.
Yes!
Cycle Four Crusher.
Alright. My day's been made. I'm good. So yeah, Julio's been falling in love. What about Marcel? You find any?
I go last. I go last.
You go last?
Yes.
You got some epic news to tell us or something?
I don't know, maybe.
Oh my god, Miss Piggy as Chun-Li. Miss Piggy? Right, well, if you're waiting for me to say what's been going on in my life, you know, nothing much. You know, been taking some classes at the local university on how to use Flash. Going pretty good for me. You know, making advances with my bitch. It's going pretty good.
Yeah.
Waiting for Super Street Fighter 4! Hope to get that later. And if I don't get to play you today, then I'll probably play you tomorrow.
Damn.
Why damn? What was so damn about that statement?
I don't know. I just wanted to say damn.
You know, the wetness, the anticipation.
Yeah.
The anticipation. All right, if
there fighting machine.
What the fuck?
He's referring to that epic Flash where a certain character used by a certain member of this group gets raped by Zangief. I wonder what was the name of that character. I just can't put my finger on it.
I don't know either. Keep going.
It's a schoolgirl.
She
idolized
Leave it at that.
Shit.
Just leave it at that.
Damn, it starts with an S. Julio, do you know the name?
Sakura.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Raper.
It's like, dude, what? Raper.
Dude, chill out. You know the Street Fighter types are schizophrenic.
Exactly. It's pretty true, man. All these fucking Street Fighters are fucking crazy. Fucking Ryu and his, like, roids-inducing Asian self that gets possessed by Akuma every once in a while. Akuma, please rape me from the inside. Fuck Ryu.
Bison's like the most crazy of them all. Shit.
Bison's like always like, send people. I don't give a fuck. I have like millions of dollars. Because he has like a fucking
Bison
like,
dollars.
Army on the continent. Fucking Bison dollars. They say yes when you hold them. Oh, shit.
But, yeah, I already wrapped up, you know, what's been going on with me. Quite anticlimactic, I know. Let's get to the good shit. Skeeter.
Skeeter, come on.
Actually, there's not having been much going on with me. Finished my, one of my shits. Well, I don't know. How do you call it? One of my terms in college. And since then, I've just been flapping balls here in my room. I don't even go out. I've just been here lazy as fuck.
Flapping balls?
Yeah. It's an act of just standing up for no reason.
And flapping your balls.
Spreading your legs and just flapping them. You know you've done that shit. Any man has done that shit at some point in their life.
Have you done it, Julio?
See what I mean?
It's the big dick butterfly, bro.
So, besides that, I've been...
You better have some epic shit to say if you were waiting to go last.
I just like to go last, really. So, but said that, I got this. I got addicted, like crack, to collecting the stickers for the World Cup album. And I'm sad.
Why don't you tell your listeners about your kleptomaniac tendencies?
Oh yeah, I started stealing them. Like, after a while, I just fuck that, you know, cause it's
no. But you don't just steal them, man. You go into Walgreens with like at first with this shady ass look. You jack a few.
Yeah, no, it's like shit. It's like if you saw me going into Walgreens ready to steal that shit, you're probably your first thought is that I'm gonna like. I'm gonna pull out a gun and ask for all the money, cause I do that shit shady as fuck. Like, I come in there, like, pop in my head, look sideways, look the other way, and like, all shady and shit.
You know, some spy music playing in the background, like, dun 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 dun.
I even put a sweater when it's hot as fuck, just so I can fit more stickers.
You had some in your ass crack and shit?
Yeah. Like, wait, yeah, but eventually, wait, no.
You already said yeah, bitch. He's like, little slip of the tongue there.
But yeah, man, it's fucking messed up. Because in that one...
they don't say shit. You jack like 50.
There's two reasons why it's really messed up. One, because the people in there, like, for some reason, I think they trust me. And they really think, like, I'm a really good kid. And they really, they're all like old ladies, right? And these old ladies, when they come in, they go like, "Oh, good morning," or "Oh, good night," and they give you this smile, and they like, "Oh," they make you think that you like you start thinking about your own grandma and shit, and then you go in and you start stealing that shit, and when you're about to like just walk out without paying anything, they just give you the smile, and it makes you feel really bad. But then, like, I get home, and I just rip those packages up, and I don't give a shit anymore.
Hey, there aren't any cameras at Walgreens and shit?
Yeah, but, like, I got the place covered, you know? I like, got a map of where all the cameras are and where the blind spots are.
He's got this shit mapped out.
Yes, yeah, son. Like, all the Walgreens, the side, the place where the fucking, next to the fucking toilet place is... There's no cameras at all. Never.
And that's where the stickers are?
No, the stickers are at the front, but I just grab that shit and go there and just put them in my pocket. Oh, the other reason why I don't like to go to Walgreens and do that, it's not because of guilty or anything, because fuck that shit. It's because, alright, Julio, stop it with the links, dude. Damn. It's because at Walgreens, I always do it at midnight. But for some reason, I don't know why, Walgreens at midnight, it's like...
Gathering spot for the pimps and hoes.
Yes. And I think that at least more than half of them need to be men, those hoes. Because that shit, like... Alright, you know how a woman looks all delicate and shit, like with them curves and stuff?
Yeah.
This woman looks like she can beat your ass. This girl looks like if you take a little bit more than you should, she's just gonna kick your ass with her fucking huge ass arms and like still fucking thighs. That's what I'm talking about. And it's just weird because I'm there waiting to pay maybe for a juice or shit, like a fucking... Like, I feel like a kid, like, there with my juice in my hand that I'm gonna pay for, and behind me there's this huge girl. I'm not gonna even say girl, this huge monster that has a fucking wig in her head. and it's just there with his huge lips, looking all like weird and shit. Like they're like, it looks like the lips are sweating. That's how it looks, and it's hard as his face. And then she just grabs a chocolate bar, and it's like, mm-hmm, I love me some caramel. And when I just hear that shit, I'm like, oh my god,
caramel.
Yeah. And then they just start laughing like, ooh, girl, you so naughty. Oh, oh, oh. And it's like, oh,
yeah,
my
god. But not like that. Like, they say, like, ooh, girl, you so naughty.
Yeah.
Get some of that caramel.
And then the mm-hmm. pimp just starts looking at you, checking you out, like, if you're going to get some from them.
So what you're telling me is that this girl looks like Chung Li if she let herself go.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Only that with bigger lips and bigs that sweat.
And smaller hips.
And smaller...
I don't think so.
Nah, because you can tell when someone's a woman by the hips, alright?
No, there's some women that are pretty chunky, and they look like they have no waist, so it looks like they have no hips. Nigga.
There are women that are way too skinny, and it looks like they're like flat as a board, and then you can't tell what they are. Oh crap.
Yeah.
Miami in general is just heated as fuck at night.
Oh wait.
Do I need to... What do you mean why?
I didn't say why, bitch.
What'd you say, ho?
I was gonna say that I only have one last thing to say.
Yeah, what?
And our call just dropped for a minute. I know you guys are not gonna see the difference, but still, just letting you know.
Yeah,
and
so please tell us what you were going to say.
The last thing that I was going to say is that... it was my birthday last week, nigga. Holla, holla, pizza party, bean sandwiches. Yeah.
Okay, dude, calm down with the fucking... in jokes and shit.
Yeah,
well, what did you do for your birthday, though?
Huh?
Julio, you first.
I don't have a birthday. I just spawned out of nowhere.
Oh, shit.
Is that one day he just woke up and found himself in the sewers being raised by gators?
I'm kind of sad, though.
Hold up. I wasn't created. I was just there. I'm just a being that's been there all this time without noticing. Until recent.
Damn.
It's pretty epic, man.
You were spawned out of Bigfoot's fart.
Therefore, I've always been, because apparently Bigfoot has been around for, like, I don't know, like, 500,000 years. Motherfucker still ain't dead. What the fuck is wrong with you, Bigfoot? Die, motherfucker!
It's right, you're an eldritch abomination. No one knows what you are, and you have no sense of good or bad. You just do what you do.
Wait, what the fuck? Oh my god. Alright.
But yeah, what'd you do for your birthday?
Let me pause it for a sec.
Oh my god.
Dude, I can't pause it?
Oh wait. Yes,
oh, alright.
So we're recording, niggas. So right. As I was
where
saying,
where the fuck did we leave off?
We left off at you asking me what I did for my birthday, nigga.
Yes, just answer the question before something fucks up.
Alright. I bucked fitches and did hush-kush the side dish.
Damn, bitch. That was the most poetic rap I've ever heard in my life, bro.
But seriously now, I really don't do much on my birthdays. It's just another day for me. because I'm cool like that. I just woke up, flapped my balls, took a bath.
That big dick butterfly, that's his official name.
Went to a lunch with the family, with my nieces and my cousins. And then at night, I went to a party that would have been good if it wouldn't have been the fact that my sister was right next to me the whole time. So, yeah.
Skeeter, bro, be happy.
Oh, yeah, and I started this shit about going, yo, I heard of in Facebook. So that's it.
No, I heard nobody's gonna understand what the fuck that's about.
I know, but that's the coolness about it.
Explain it though.
In Facebook, I go in my statuses. I go, yo, I heard, and then I write some gangster shit at the end.
Some truth, real shit.
Like, what was the last status I did with that? Yo, I heard
the Red Sox beat the Yankees.
Yeah. Yo, I heard the Red Sox beat the Yankees.
Much to Mickey's dismay.
Yep. So that
shame
was
that he's not here to argue about it.
That was my birthday. I'm 19 now. And got money, and that's it.
Yo, you know what that reminds me of?
So,
the new information release about Pokemon Black and White.
Well, why would that remind you of that?
Because it just does, bitch. Don't question it.
What a segue. Alright.
But yeah.
I just want to say those three Pokemons are gay. Those three fucking starter Pokemons are gay. The other three of them. I don't care if you say, but the grass one looks kind of cool. No, bitch, it looks gay. Period.
Hold on. Fuck your bitch-ass fiery flaming gay pig. Fuck your flapping flying leaf lizard. And fuck whatever the fuck that platypus-ass looking otter shit. Whatever the fuck that blue thing is. I don't know what the
it's
fuck it is.
It's an unhappy otter.
Emo ass shit. Pokemon get gayer every fucking new generation. I'm sick and tired of this shit.
Yeah.
They need Ken Sugimori to be making all the fucking decisions for the place, cause like all this shit suck now.
Yeah, I gotta admit that, you know, like there's some later generations that get, you know, they're fans and shit. Like, we got a friend of ours who's a real big fan of Trico. But, you know, to me, it just don't get any more gangster than the first generation. Charmander, Bulbasaur, Squirtle. They all turn into a fucking fire-breathing dragon, turtle that shoots water from cannons in its shell. And this dinosaur with a giant plant on its back. You know, just don't get any better than that to me. They
the
just kind of lost.
From what I see, the second generation wasn't gay. It was like, didn't? Like the second generation was still the same as the first, because like the main dude that was making the decisions on the Pokemon was still the same guy. Like Totodile was the shit.
Yeah. Totodile.
Chikorita's a bitch. I don't give a fuck about that girl. That girl, get the fuck out of here.
Yes.
Typhlosion was alright, you know, but like Totodile with his fucking like big ass Fralligator.
Dude,
almost
Typhlosion was a motherfucking badass, you know, fucking ring of fire around his neck, had this look on his face like, the fuck you looking at?
Oh, fuck you up.
I'm motherfucking Typhlosion, bitch. The fuck you looking at? Turn the fuck around, bitch.
Yeah, he looked like he was gonna flame someone and shit.
Yo, but did you notice that he had the short legs? And no knees. Yeah. And no knees.
He's a fat badger. He's a fat badger. What the fuck? It was pretty cool, but like, he was pretty fat, man, you know? Like, cankles and shit.
Oh my god.
That's it, folks. Typhlosion is a fiery fat badger. Yo, but you didn't play Gold and Silver?
Dude, I had both of them.
So, why? Nah, but you were talking about the second generation. Like, from what I've seen, they looked good. Like, you didn't actually play the games.
No, I said, like, I meant, like, from what I've seen, like, if you look back and, like, I pay attention, like, I sit down and look at, like, the chart and shit.
Yeah.
The second generation looked almost as good as the first generation. Because it had, like, you know, like, them badass Pokemon, like, Scizor, like, Heracross. Like, niggas like that. But, like, then they started pulling out, like, gay-ass bitches like Celebi and shit.
Yeah, what kind of fucking legendary is that shit? A fucking fairy made out of celery. Like, that ain't a legendary. That looks like a fucking Pokemon that I put in my salad and shit.
It's like a reskinned Mew.
Like nigga.
Green.
Lugia and Ho-Oh were fucking legendaries, alright? You go into that cave and shit, you
find
Lugia.
How did you pronounce their names?
Huh?
How did you pronounce their names?
Lugia,
I say Lugia and Ho-Oh.
I say Ho-Ho.
Ho-Ho?
Yes.
that ain't motherfucking Santa Claus. What the fuck is wrong with you? Since when did Santa Claus have rainbow-colored feathers and breathe fire up in your grill?
Well, that's fucking... That's racist as hell. Just notice how racist little kids are. It's a gold version, and the legendary is a Ho. Come on! What the fuck is that? What the fuck?
And the other one, I called them Lugia.
Lugia?
Lugia.
Lugia.
Yeah. And Lugia. Like Lugia and Lugia.
Sounds like a canción from like Mana.
Oh shit.
Oh my god, dude. Not those whiny ass motherfuckers.
Oh, come on. You can't talk shit about Mana, man. Come
yes,
on,
I
man.
Can. Yes, I
come
can.
Come on. Mana's the shit, man. Come on.
No, they're not.
They used to be the shit, but now they're kind of gay.
Well, man, you know.
Whiny ass homos.
The guy fell in love, bro. It's not his fault.
What are you talking about? All the songs are about fucking bitches.
Exactly. Guy fell in love, nigga. It happens. Pobrecito, man.
Who here was excited, you know, back when it was still just the first generation, and everyone was like, oh shit, look, Togepi! Look, it's Pikablue!
Pikablue?
Oh yeah, that fucking piece of shit, Meryl.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh shit, that bitch is like Pikachu. Well, we're gonna call it Pikablue till we find out its name.
Oh my god.
And it turned out to be this little piece of shit.
That shit was garbage, man. Like, dude. How useless. And Pikachu's a piece of shit. Have you seen, like, the recent, like, episodes of Pokemon?
No. Dude, don't tell me you watched that.
I put it on. Like, see, like...
What's the name? What's the name of the suit?
I have no idea. I have no idea. Watch. Hear this. Listen to this shit. Pikachu, from, like, since the beginning to, like, now, he should be somewhere in, like, level 80-something, 90-something, maybe even 100.
What are you talking about, dude? That series has been going on for so long that if levels could go beyond 100, it would be over 9,000!
Oh,
this
shit.
This one makes no sense.
That makes me moist.
This one makes, like, absolutely no sense to me. Pikachu in, like, the Orange Islands, which was, like, when we were, like, pretty young,
yeah.
Which is, like, the first time Ash won, like, a league, like, all the way, beat a fucking Dragonite. He beat a fucking Dragonite.
He beat a Dragonite in this recent episode you talking
no,
about?
No,
or an Orange
no,
Island?
No, it's an old
Orange
one.
Islands, in one of the old ones.
Yeah, I saw that one.
And he could take down Rhydons, which are resistant to lightning. And now, you go into the wild, and you fight like a fucking like thing, like what? Like a Wurmple? And Pikachu gets his ass kicked by a level 2 when he's supposed to be at level 9,000. What the fuck is that?
Yeah, you know, like, Pikachu level 9,000. It just touches that worm pole and that shit turns into fried chicken.
Yeah, but the worm pole like rapes it though. It's like it actually gives it a challenge. Like, dude, what the fuck happened to your Pikachu? Did you get fat? Like, what the fuck?
Out of shape.
Dude, that
put that
pick...
bitch on the hamster wheel. You get that bitch on the hamster wheel. No, fuck that. Like, by now it would have been like, oh, Pikachu, I understand you don't want to evolve and Raichu, but guess what? I'm your owner, bitch. Throw a Thunderstone at that bitch. Right. That's it. Raichu can't lose. Raichu takes steroids for breakfast.
Dude, that Pikachu fucking beat a fucking Onix.
Yeah, it's like, I could take on Pokemon that aren't supposed to be weak to lightning, but I apparently can't take on a Wurmple.
I don't even know.
He beat a dragon!
I don't even know that fucking Pokemon, Wurmple, but it sounds like just a pole made out of worms.
It's like a Caterpie wannabe, basically.
It's like a Caterpie mixed with a Weedle.
Oh, shit.
And it's red.
Did you just say Guido?
Yeah.
a Caterpie mixed with an Italian dude?
No, dude, not Guido.
No, dude. You stupid.
Not Guido, nigga. Guido. That other caterpillar-looking nigga with, like, the fucking poison thing on his head.
Oh, all right. I was like, what the fuck? Oh, wow. Good shit. But yeah, man, the other thing that Black and White is doing is that they're bringing that shit where you can walk and it's now 3D and shit. Have you seen the video?
Yeah,
on the
basically, they're making the cities feel like cities. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't just a bunch of buildings scrapped around a little piece of land. And, you know, this time the people actually get the fuck out of your way when you walk into them. Raise your hand if, when you were a kid, you just spent, like, 20 minutes just walking into someone blocking your way.
Yes. I was like, you gotta move sometime, bitch.
Yeah, like, these people are like, oh, this guy's walking by, you know, let's get in his way. What the fuck is your problem? Get the fuck out of my way. I'll fucking you get summoned like my fucking Venusaur and I'll cut your ass.
Or, you know, send out my Gyarados, it eats you, case closed, walk into the building.
Finally, these people aren't lazy anymore, dude. It's like, oh.
Yeah, you know, you walk into cities. You walk into cities and, you know, people actually go by their day-to-day lives. Like, it looks people going to their jobs and shit. People standing around at booths and shit. You know, it ain't like in the games where people just stand around idly looking at the air.
Pokemon finally have, like, the little idle shit.
Animation.
Like, that they have, like, idle animations. Like, come on, dude. How long has it taken them to do that?
I guess, nigga. Oh, the other thing is that one thing I always wonder about is that how the fuck can you use a Gyarados on land?
How can you use a water Pokemon on land, period?
I used a fucking Gyarados when I fought in Ruby. I fought Groundown. And Groundown is in this fucking cave. In this fucking cave full of Magma. And I used a Gyarados there. That Gyarados was bad ace.
Don't you get hot, motherfucker? Aren't you sweating?
What else is Black and White doing? Oh, they got a racist name. The trainers are gonna be called White Cracker and Black Nigger.
it's the first game to actually use older people.
Yeah. I don't know why everyone's complaining about...
I'm recording, niggas!
So, yeah. About that salty chone. Sir Pringles, explain your knowledge of Skeeter's love of salty chone for breakfast.
Yeah. I gotta know, man. Did you wake up next to me? I don't know.
Yeah. Sir Pringles probably gave you that salty chone for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right?
Midnight flavor. That Pringles flavored salty chong, nigga. What's up?
Nigga, I'm known for one thing is not being selfish. So I know I gave you some too. With fucking bacon. And eggs.
Oh, this shit's getting pretty kinky.
So tell me, nigga, were you the one waking up next to me?
Were you the one? Were you the one that had Skeeter's salchichong, bacon, and eggs?
I deliver the salchichong, nigga.
No, I already told you. I'm no selfish person. So if you gave me salchichong, I gave you some salchichong too.
Oh wow. I seriously don't want to know this.
Yeah. Mickey, it's like a baseball game, dude.
Well,
yeah.
Mickey, you want to join
us? Where the Red Sox beat the Yankees, man.
Oh. Mickey, I heard the Yankees suck, nigga.
No, yeah. when I said that, I could hear Mickey just deflating like.
Fucking Yankees.
Oh, you sound like some angry foreigner. Damn Yankees! Gringos de mierda!
Dude, you sound like from Resident Evil 4.
Mierda! ¡Voy a ser picadillo! Yo, the parasite make them all stupid or something? To trust the team, Pessy! Te voy a matar!
Mierda!
And there was something else they said that I couldn't really understand. Like, oh, dump, 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 pedazos!
Something about pieces.
That's all I understood. Fucking dudes from Spain with a Mexican accent.
What the fuck was up with that?
I don't know. I think that whole game was, like, supposed to be treated like a campy B-movie. Because I don't think it took itself too seriously, which is probably why I like it so much. You know, the funny thing is that in the final boss battle, and I know Sir Pringles can back me up on this because he's played it, the bad guy Osmond Sadler goes, "This will not end like your filthy American movies," or something like that. And the funny thing is that the game actually does end. Like Leon rides off into the sunset on a boat with Ashley with the rainbow and shit. Big happy ending and shit. That's why I love the game, because it's like almost making fun of itself sometimes. Oh, and also because it has that dude. What are you buying? What are you selling? Thank you. But I loved always buying things like really quick, so that way he would never finish his sentences. So it'd be like, "What are you buying?" Thank. What are you buying? Thank it. Come back anytime. And then I'd shoot him. You have outlived your usefulness.
It sucks. Like, in what was it? Hard mode. That, like, if you kill them, they stay dead? That is bullshit.
I thought they stayed dead no matter what mode.
No, I think it was, like, normal and easy, they come back.
Yo, I just thought of something. Has anyone ever tried to throw a grenade at the dude?
No, that was sick.
I always just shot him. Can you imagine, like, throwing a grenade at that bitch? Like, you don't even find the body. Yo, Pringles, what was your first Resident Evil game?
4. Like, I never played any of the ones.
Never?
Never.
What about you, Mickey?
4.
Never played any, never played any of the others?
Yeah, 4.
You never played any of the others?
I played a little bit of the Resident
5?
Veronica something.
Oh, and...
Oh, Code Veronica?
Yeah.
Was that any good?
I don't... That was a long time ago. I don't know. Can't really give you an opinion right now.
Man, if they make old school Resident Evil, because I played the remake of the first one for GameCube, and that shit was just... Fucking KFC, man. Like, Like for me, it was at its best when I played it at night with all the lights off and it was all quiet and shit. That was some good shit. A little urine came out when I was walking in this hallway. This fucking tentacle just comes out from under this door and starts choking me and shit. Some grade A horror shit right there. Man, that's what we need Resident Evil to do. Like go back to its horror roots. Because with 5, they just went to action game with some creepy shit in it. Oh, and Chris Redfield got jacked up like crazy on steroids. What the fuck is it with Capcom and jacking up their characters with steroids?
Ryu in the original games. I am a skinny Asian martial artist guy. Ryu in the recent game. I'm on roids, bitch! Yeah!
Fucking juggernaut wannabes and shit.
Who's your Ryu, bitch? Bitch!
Even the women get jacked up on steroids, like
Chun-Li for buff ass guys.
No, Chun-Li's always been like that. Sakura's thighs. You seen that shit, man? Fucking turkey legs. Rose looks horrible as always. Like she looks good in the artwork, but in games she always looks pretty stupid. Like in Street Fighter 4, she has this fucking lumberjack chin, dude. What the fuck?
Hello? What's going on?
What do you mean, what's going on?
It's all the quiet.
I'm just babbling about the women being jacked up on steroids in Street Fighter. Yo,
hold up. I say we end the podcast this time because, like, we're, like, not really talking about anything and everyone's, like, paying attention to something else. What it looks like.
Yeah, I'm pretty much talking to myself, ain't I?
From what it sounds like. Because I'm, like, answering, like, every once in a while and, like, Mix just got back and I don't know where the fuck Marcelo is.
All right. Well, we'll see you next time, folks.
We'll have to, like, earlier or some shit where everyone has, like, nothing to do. Excited and into it.
No, it's not that we got shit to do. It's just that these two kids are, like, just eating shit. I'm just talking to myself, apparently. Probably. He probably ain't stopped it either.
Oh, shut up!
Yo, why you guys so quiet?
Who What do you mean, why are we so quiet? You didn't say shit, man. We said we end the podcast right now.
Oh, shit. Wait. All right, guys, we're going to take a shit break because the call just dropped again. And apparently calls dropping makes Julio shit drops too. So he's going to go take a shit. I'm going to go take a piss.
And I'm going to check on the food.
On the food?
The food, boobs, man. Yeah.
Oh, the food. The food. The food. I don't know what's happening to my
fucking
hearing.
Caterpie mixed with a Guido.
A Guido? An Italian guy?
Hey, I think the name for this podcast should be Big Dick Butterfly. Of course, you can't imagine the satisfaction I got when I finally beat his ass with Paul. Got a hang of the controls and shit.
Well, like, yeah, that's like my main issue with, like, Tekken.
That they made it into this gay-ass storybook thing.
No, they made, like, this fail-ass, like, I don't know, like, spam. Like, I hate spam.
Yeah, I get you.
What's up?
Dude,
are we
what?
Russia Sovetsky!
Wrestle!
I don't like this.
You wanna skip it? Go ahead.
Is this it? Like, is this whole mission, like, a tank?
Yeah.
So, but who the fuck are you talking about? Two.
Wait, I thought we weren't allowed to.
Turn us, so I say he's a bitch.
Who is he talking to?
Julio says you're a bitch.
I love you.
Julio says you're a bitch. I don't know. He says you are.
Tell him I think he's a bag.
You're off cracking.
Whoa, what? You hear me?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, you're on Skype?
Yeah, I'm doing a call.
Oh,
he likes talking to his boyfriends on Skype, Ernesto.
Shut up, Julio.
Seba, you...
Boyfriends.
Seba, you got some...
Ernie!
You got some dude in your room?
What? No, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck people.
Yeah!
Julio, come out of that withdrawal, boy.
I don't see the video.
No, it's just an audio call.
Oh, okay.
Where the fuck is that remote, dude? You know what? Screw this crap. Fuck is that shit?
I think I'm not going to talk to this girl.
Why not?
Bro, I spent over an hour on the phone with this chick. Fuck, man.
I don't think today's a good day to talk to bitches.
Fuck, man.
What? Knock off the Russian accent because I couldn't understand you.
I don't think today is a good day to talk to bitches.
Oh, yeah.
Who's the Russian guy?
Dude, that's Paul talking, dude.
No, the other Russian guy.
I don't know.
Russian guy? You're talking about me?
That's Julio, fool.
Yo, what's up, Paul? How you doing, man?
Doing pretty good. What you been up to, son?
Nah, I'm alright. Yeah,
jacking off in bitches' faces and shit.
Damn!
Do you know a guy named Marcelo?
Hmm?
Yeah, do you?
No, I don't think I do.
He said he thinks he knows you.
Marcelo? Like Marcellus Wallace? Like that?
Did you take it from Pulp Fiction?
Yeah. No, man.
He says he had you in PE junior year.
That's bullshit. I didn't have PE junior year.
He's like, oh shit, never mind. Don't bitch.
Wait, no?
Wait, it was his senior year. It was his senior year, my junior year.
Your senior year.
Who's Marcellus?
Marcelo, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm still on Pulp Fiction. Wait, so who's Marcelo?
Marcelo Mendieta.
Marcelo
Mendiet.
No, dude, do you have like a photo or something? Because I don't recall.
Hold up.
He says, ask him if he had... Dude, just speak and talk to him.
Be a man, bitch.
What?
He's asking if you had Miss Welling for PE senior year.
I don't know if it's the beer or whatever, but like, I'm not recalling.
I think the beer's going to your head, bro.
Miss what? The name sounds familiar. I don't. Was she the blonde lady?
Yeah, the blonde bitch.
No, she was cute,
man. What the fuck? She was old as fuck.
Not her,
the blonde lady, nigga. Oh my god, you.
I would hit that. Who's Marcelo, man? I swear, like
Marcelo Mendieta, dude.
No, but like, do you have a description of?
I don't know.
Tall. I don't know.
Hold up a second. Fuck. Hold on.
He's tall, smelly, nigger lips, nigger nose, afro.
Afro. Hold on.
You don't got no afro. You got no hair, boy.
No, I'm talking about. Marcellus, or Marcelo.
Marcelo.
Right. I'm still on fiction.
It's Marcellus.
Or just call him Skeeter.
Yeah, man, that's him, dude. That's him. Fuck that. I know this dude.
Okay. Oh, you know him?
Yeah, like, I never spoke to the dude. Like, we never talked, but I had him in my junior class. I remember him. Dude, you
what have you accomplished? What have you accomplished from all this?
He wants to know about a man in his life.
Dude, like, you had personal fitness with Ms. Wallen, right?
Marcelo's photo picture?
Yeah, I think so. But before I had her, I had him with...
Look, that guy.
Missing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh! Yeah.
Dude. Oh. Marcelo, what the fuck is this about? Who the fuck is that, huh?
Is Julio doing the old, like, Asian cough?
What?
When he goes, ooh, 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 ooh.
That's from a movie, dude.
Do it again, Julio.
Dude, you sound like some old ass Asian guy, dude. That's like that's been smoking 3 packs a day for 40 years.
I'd be dead.
Oh, ooh. That's funny. Oh man.
Everyone is asking the same question. Who is this nigga?
Hey, bro, no one's black, man. No one here is black.
Yo, I'm black.
Actually, Miguel's black.
And I'm black, too.
Anyway, Marcelo, shut the fuck up.
I'm black.
Bitch, you're Nico
DeWayne.
You're not.
I'm black.
It's Mulat.
No, you're not.
Who are you to tell me that I'm not black?
I don't know. Until you get like black skin, you're not black.
I got Bilalago, bitch. You saw my dark skin on my left arm?
Yeah, left arm, bitch.
That's not the only thing that's left. Julio, what the fuck?
He's chucking that dick, bro.
Why can't we go back to the original? Seabass.
What? What do you want?
Dre.
Just the name makes you laugh, nigga?
Yeah, dude, I remember you, like, who was it? It was Paul and like, they used to pick on Dre.
Yo, Ernesto was all over that shit.
He was on that game.
Yep.
Hey, Paul. when you're coming back. I heard you were coming back. Can anybody hear me?
Oh, Skinny Jim.
Yo, why are you guys ignoring Ernesto, man?
Wait. It was my fucking mic. Yo, you didn't hear me?
No.
I said that I hope to visit, like, sometime in the summer or something.
Yeah. I had heard about it. When you coming back?
Oh, I'm not coming back. Like,
yeah, like this. But, like, yeah,
for vacation. Like, maybe July or August.
Nice. We're going to go and see Inception, right?
Inception?
Yeah, the new movie, Inception. That's going to be freaking badass, man.
Nah, man, I'm totally out of the loop as to what happens in movies here. Like, over here.
Yes?
There's the blockbusters and that shit. It really sucks.
Oh, so, like, what? Your movies come a year later, what?
Yeah, like, that's not much of an exaggeration. Like, whatever made the most money over in the U.S.,
yeah, I
gets
can't.
Released like 6 months later over here.
Oh, that sucks, man.
It's yeah.
Power, bro.
Yeah, but in Honduras it comes in like a month late or something like that.
Well, yeah, like a month. It depends. I don't know.
It depends on the country.
Yeah, pretty much, I guess.
But you know
what? You got any ways that I can like keep up as to what's happening in the film world? IMDb.
What do you need to know?
I don't know, man. Like, I just, like, want to know about upcoming movies and shit well, like that.
Let me tell you something. Inception is going to be the most badass movie of the summer. I'll tell you that.
What's it about?
Oh, man. Have your schedule open, because this is going to take a while.
it's fine.
It's about this one guy, Leonardo DiCaprio, who starts invading, actually, his job is to invade the minds of people during their sleep, I think.
The fuck? And then,
yeah, like, it's really interesting that, like, he invades the minds of other people, and then, like, he has to do this one last job concerning that, and, something like that. I don't feel like explaining the whole thing, but if you can check out the trailer on the internet.
It's fine. I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's going to be, like, really awesome. It's from Chris Nolan, who directed Dark Knight, so.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, like, it's going to be, like, I think it's going to be, like, the best movie of the summer, in my opinion.
I'll check that shit out, then.
But I saw Kick-Ass, and I thought it was funny as hell.
Real? So that movie basically lived up to all the hype?
Kick-Ass?
Yeah.
Yeah, at least in my opinion, but it didn't make much money, though.
Really?
Yeah, bro. Man. Like, I'm surprised because, like, the response from the audience who has seen it said it was really good, and some of the reviews have been really good, but, you know, I don't know what happened there.
I thought everyone fucking saw it. Like, I go on Facebook that week that it came out, everyone was blabbering about that movie.
Yeah, it was awesome, but I don't understand what happened because, well, a few movies also came out that same, like, month that I guess overshadowed Kick-Ass.
Like what?
The fucking Dragons one from DreamWorks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one and some other bullcrap that sucked. I don't remember what it is, but, like, I don't know what happened. I guess people didn't like to see a 12-year-old girl, like, killing a bunch of people. You know, and saying the word cock, you know?
Well, who wouldn't want to see that shit?
Religious rights.
Oh, yeah, that bullshit.
Do you guys remember? Do you guys remember the Watchmen scandal last year about, the little penises and whatever, all that crap?
Vaguely, yeah.
Yeah, you know, where they would ban Watchmen because it was so, like, it had so much, how you say, well.
Marcel's had a penis, a blue one.
Yeah.
Random motherfucker.
Yeah, there's a word for it. It was very graphic. It was very graphic. And people just didn't like that. And I guess people don't like a little girl, you know, cursing and killing people, you know? So, but whatever. Man, I had a movie.
America's fucking soft, man. For a country that's always about, like, freedom and you know, equal rights for everyone, this country is, that country is soft as fuck.
Dude, like,
I'm so used to saying this country. Eh, I forgot I don't live there anymore.
Dude, man, the last NC-17 movie that I recall in the movie theater was Bad Lieutenant in 1992. And, like, yeah, I don't know if you guys saw
it. I was always curious about the thing. I don't know if I already told you about it.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, man, you gotta go there sometime, like, for a film buff like you, you'll jizz your pants just walking into the store. It's like, fuck, where was it? I think it's like, you're on A Street, and you go straight down Ponce Boulevard, I think. And you'll see it there. It's like around the corner of a church or some shit. I don't know, look it up. But go there sometime. You'll definitely dig it.
See, Pat, you gonna take me?
I ain't your chauffeur, bitch.
Oh, man. Oh, tell you guys what we're gonna have to force to see tomorrow.
You're gonna suffer with me, Buto.
Be happy. Fuck. I can just ditch you and go home.
You're an asshole.
But to tell them what we're gonna see tomorrow.
They already know, dude.
They do?
Yeah, dude.
Oh. Okay. We're gonna go and see Sex City, and it's gonna suck.
No kidding. It's gonna suck my left hairy nut.
Mickey, yeah. You think Sex and the City's gonna be awesome?
You faggot.
You fucking homo.
I'm only going because this guy's gonna, like, fucking try to bring it down.
Bring it down for what, man? This chick invited 18 people, and she said maybe half are gonna go. I invited
really?
Two.
18? What?
I can't call it a late night. What the fuck is this?
What the fuck are laughing, Marcelo?
You guys want to wrap up the podcast?
Yeah, let's do it.
What do you mean we already did?
What? What?
Dang!
Damn!
Alright.
Send me the file.
So you finished recording?
Finished recording what? What
the
fuck? Mind blown.
Yo, Mickey, did you just call me a nigga?
Mickey, why are you using racial slurs? What is wrong with you?
Mickey, you're Dominican, not black.
No, he's you're black both, and Dominican. He's black and Dominican. The fact that he's Dominican doesn't make him white. Fuck.
Doesn't make him black.
Let the KKK
That's right, because...
What if the KKK finds him? Oh, no, he's Dominican. Nigga looks no, black.
Nigga. No, nigga, you got that wrong. KKK hates everyone that isn't white. You Latino, you dead. You Asian, you dead. Anything that isn't white, you pretty much dead.
I guess then they'll leave.
You dead, bro.
They'll leave Mickey's butthole alone.
I say your name is Toby.
No, it's Kuta Kinte.
I say your name is Toby.
Yo, so are you done recording then?
I'm still recording, son.
Who's recording? What's wrong
with
you?
D. Alright, well, I'm gonna go make myself a sandwich. I'm gonna leave you boys to have an orgy amongst yourselves.
Yeah, motherfucker.
You coming back, though?
No, I will never return from my journey to make a ham and cheese sandwich. Never. It's a one-way trip.
Ham and cheese and what? Else.
You know who you remind me of?
Put bacon.
You ever seen this movie Goodfellas?
Goodfellas?
Which one?
Yeah. Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Goodfellas.
Dude, yeah. Goodfellas is fucking badass, bro.
Yeah, I saw
like in the beginning, you know, when the guy's introducing everybody in the restaurant, you know, like, this is
And this is what's his name? Tommy Two Times.
Because
every time he talks, he's got to go, let me get the papers, get the papers. That is who you remind me of.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Oh!
Yo, hold up, guys.
What up, boogie?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yo, that sounds like... That sounds like a Metal Gear Solid 1.
Sandwich now.
Yeah, it's Metal Gear Solid.
That's Metal Gear Solid? Oh, shit.
Yeah, dude.
Which one?
The codec.
No. I mean, like, which one? 1, 2, 3, 4?
Any, bro? I don't fucking know, dude.
Oh, shit. Is the snake old or is the snake young?
Hey.
Dude. Yo, Mickey can't even type. Look what he wrote. That snake, pick it up from all of them. Dumbass. Damn, Mickey. What the fuck?
Sam.
Yo.
No, it's just the agreement that I kind of made up. It's just
oh, shit.
Putting on papers the thing I told, you know. I mean, the mortgage still has to be made up, you know, mortgage document.
So Mickey, why don't you let us hear your voice, son? Put on the mic.
I think, you know, 4 years...
Yo, Mickey sounds so sleazy. Does any one of you, like, listen to what he says? He sounds like this.
What the fuck?
Like, every time he talks, I imagine, like, a snake. That's how a snake would talk. I'm serious, dog. Mickey, talk. Let us hear your beautiful voice. Julio, what you doing, son?
It's very simple. It's very simple. Yeah. All right. But anyway, when you see it, it's very
Julio.
Simple. You know, so you won't have to think. It's just very easy.
Oh, Mickey's here.
You know what I mean? Because all the payments will be in.
Yo, Mickey.
You know,
Mickey.
And, the idea is that, you know, paid off in 3 years. It's better for me.
Mickey.
You still got 15%.
Mickey D's.
Because, you know, I might be able to, you know.
Speaking of which, I want McDonald's, man.
I have some for breakfast, bro. I have some with Julio.
Yo, this guy's like eternally high. I'm serious, doc.
Then it goes into what happens if I don't do that.
He's always got the munchies. What's up? Yo, this.
I come upstairs and I hear shit about munchies.
Anyway.
Yes, Paul, it was aimed at you.
No, dude.
Yo, why isn't Julio picking up?
And I have to have proof.
I don't know. Because
otherwise, I can't, you know, there's just no.
Yo, can you hear something in the background?
Even, like, yeah.
I mean, they don't show, you know,
like,
you can't just.
Like,
say,
how
yeah,
does it sound?
Like, no, where's the proof?
I don't know, it's like some
deck. Oh my god! Shitty ass mic. Julio, where are you going, son? Where you think you're going? Where the fuck you think you're going?
I don't know. I think the mic go down.
Mickey, what the fuck are you doing with your mic?
Yeah, Michael.
Hello.
No, I was trying to.
That was the gayest fucking hello I've ever heard you do.
It was pimping.
It was a gay hello.
But it's still
not Mickey. I'm talking about you.
Oh, dude,
I know. It was still pimping.
I think it might
Yeah.
Oh,
maybe
Mickey
maybe
says
if
yeah.
You're talking to a lady.
Mickey
all right. I don't give
yeah.
a fuck what
Mickey
says.
So if Mickey says yeah, the dude has spoken.
Well, I want to get it in the summertime.
Oh, all right. Yo, Mickey.
¿Qué pasó?
How was your day, doc?
What?
Pretty boring day.
Tell me about it.
Home, school.
You're buzzed off 2 beers.
Skype.
You still got school, son?
Yeah.
It's related to...
Sucks. We don't do shit. Just like sitting down there like the whole day.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
On Facebook, she
it's only like 2 hours, so... Not that bad, I guess.
Oh, shit.
Did you do the SAT already?
Yeah, the ACT.
What score did you get?
It was, I don't know, like a 20-something.
Well, I've been adjusting her and her sinuses. I adjusted her today. She's doing better.
Yo, Paul.
Hey, so you're headed...
What do you think of Mario Galaxy 2?
Of what?
Mario Galaxy 2.
Really? You're asking me about that? I would not have expected that from you.
It's like they say that Mario Galaxy 2 is going to be a lot better.
They need to stop making Mario games, though.
Yeah, looking
for Mario Galaxy 2 is a lot better.
Oh, there we go.
If I had... I don't know if I would shell out the money for a dinky little Wii just to play it.
On battery.
But, you know, I would like to play it, you know, sometime in the future, you know. The next generation when a Wii is worth like $30. I'd probably get it. I don't play that many platformers because for me, there's nothing too fun about jumping around from platform to platform. But that game looks crazy as hell. I saw a video of a fight with Bowser. And Bowser's like fucking huge or something. And you're like running around on this tiny planet. I like that.
If
there's one thing I like in games, it's that they have a good atmosphere. And strive to make you feel like you're in that world. Galaxy 2 seems to do that.
Yeah, just when you get a chance to look.
Yo, what is the game about? Like, is it the same as Mario 64? Just collecting stars?
No. Yeah, okay, well, first of all, I think Mario 64 is the most overrated hunk of shit ever. Ever. You know, I did not have fun once. Fucking playing that shit. But no, Galaxy 2 is it's like Nintendo trying to make the 3D games more like the 2D ones, like Mario Bros. 3 and Mario World.
Yeah.
So it's more linear, and it's not like you have this little.
Oh my bad, Paul. But can someone type something? Because I can't hear any of you.
Yeah, what I was saying.
Yeah,
that Galaxy 2 is more like level based and linear, and usually those words in the gaming world are used in a bad way, but I think it works in a good way for Galaxy 2.
All right, niggas, stop using the chat so much. Someone type something, please.
Anyway, oh my god!
Oh my god, nigga.
I'm a...
Just once.
Okay, anyway. But did you... Oh my god, Mickey!
I hate you. I'm a bitch, man. I said once.
Okay.
Oh my god. Julio, go kill yourself. Dude, can someone please type something once?
Okay, so anyway...
There.
Did you hear anything I said about Galaxy?
I heard until the spamming of low, low,
no,
low.
No, Julio, don't write anything!
Niggas keeping an eye on me.
Alright, go.
Nah, well, I probably said some shit that you didn't hear, but if you're still recording, then I guess the listeners will hear.
Yeah.
I just watching videos of it.
and shit. To me, Galaxy 2 is basically what the Mario 3D game should have been from the fucking beginning. I honestly think that 64 was just a heap of shit. You know, I don't get why so many people believe it to be the holy grail of gaming and as his true masterpiece. Because basically, you just run around in the castle, you go to a world, and you just run around on this dinky-ass level trying to figure out how to get this star. And I just don't see the fun in that. You know, I watch videos of Galaxy 2, and that shit looks genuinely fun. Like, it reminds me of the old-school 2D Mario games and shit. And the bosses look crazy as fuck.
Did you like the Mario Sunshine?
Yeah, when I was in middle school, I had that shit. I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it. Oh, Mickey.
I don't get why so many people hate it, though.
Wait. Mickey played it? Mickey, you got something to say?
For the GameCube, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I played it. Actually, it was the first game I bought for the GameCube. It was all right. Like, it wasn't horrible, but it's, was a decent.
I thought it was better than fucking Mario 64, you know. And to me, Mario having the jet water pack thingy didn't ruin shit. I thought it was pretty cool.
Mickey, what did you like about it?
What?
What did you like about the game?
I guess the atmosphere of the game was pretty cool.
What type of atmosphere did it have?
Like, you didn't really have it in the Mushroom Kingdom. That's what they call it. Like, it hadn't.
Nah. The Mushroom Kingdom has atmosphere. The thing is that it wasn't shown too well in 64. What you probably liked about Sunshine was the fucking tropical theme, which was what I liked too. And the fucking water looked realistic as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, it was just a chill game, and I think people who hate on it and call it like an average Mario game are just being retarded idiots who idolize Mario 64 for being one of the first 3D games to use analog control. It's just retarded.
I'll tell you the truth right now, I've never completed a Mario game in my entire life.
Oh, wow.
That's sad.
What the fuck? Damn.
It is kind of sad, you know. I'm not a big fan of platformers either, but you have to at least play through one of the 2D ones.
Like, I've played a little bit of it, but I never, like, completed it to completion. I never really got interested into it much. I played a lot of Yoshi's Island, though.
That shit was good.
Yeah. That was one of my favorite games.
I still think Pac-Man is better than Mario.
Oh, shit. Was there a Mario arcade game? No, right?
Yeah, no. Well, it depends on what you think. You know, Mario was in the Donkey Kong arcade game.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's right.
Who is the villain, though? Donkey Kong or Mario?
In the first Donkey Kong, it was Donkey Kong.
In the barrel game, was it Donkey Kong?
It was Donkey Kong, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Was... Yo, Ernesto, get in...
Just, yo. I never understood how to play that game. Like, I never got it for some reason.
It's fine, because the first time I played it, I, like, hurled my controller at the screen. It was just so
damn
infuriating.
All right, let's get philosophical in here. Julio.
Yeah.
Describe the modern situation of the gaming industry right now.
What do you mean the modern situation, man?
Like, where it is.
What do you mean where it is, nigga? There is...
You don't get it, motherfucker?
That would be just situation, not modern.
Alright, let me put it like this.
Yeah.
That makes you laugh, Mickey?
Pretty cool that you could do that. I wish I could do that.
The whole fuck.
What do I think of the gaming industry?
Yeah.
It's a piece of shit. What else do you think I think, motherfucker?
Oh, shit. Could you explain, elaborate?
Can I explain why it's a piece of shit?
Yeah.
Critics. That's why it's a piece of shit.
Yes, critics.
Oh, the game is garbage. Oh, the game is garbage. And then every other little fucking feather fag. Oh, the game is garbage because the faggot says it's garbage, right? Did you also know that that same faggot is probably paid to fucking brainwash you when the fucking company pays them enough to tell them, oh, tell them that this game is the best game in the world.
Oh, shit.
Did you ever think about that? No, you didn't, bitch, because I did. All right, then. All right, Marcelo, you next.
Do you think there's any hope for it to stop being like this?
Well, man, I lost all hope as soon as, like, God of War 3 was a piece of shit.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was garbage.
Yeah, dude, 5 years waiting for that? Jesus Christ.
The intro was pretty awesome. The intro.
The only hope for the gaming industry is literally Assassin's Creed.
Nah.
Actually, I'm with Julio, bro. Like, I'm with Julio.
Like, Ubisoft is doing their thing. That they're keeping at it. They're not, like, turning. Dude. They're not pitching out. It's all good.
Yeah, seriously.
Dude, Ubisoft is milking the cow with Assassin's Creed. And it's not really that much of a good game. You know? I respect your opinion. You like it, whatever, but you can admit it's pretty generic, and it's just given the most generic kick-ass game you could give, if you can say it like that. I don't know. It really doesn't.
Yeah, but you gotta look at Ubisoft's history. You also have fucking Prince of Persia, which is basically like OP as fuck too.
Yeah. Like, do you really even, you know, in Assassin's Creed 2 you got smoke bombs, right?
Yeah.
Do you even need those? Because all you, like, it doesn't matter how many enemies you have, the fighting system is so fucking broken that it doesn't matter how many you're fighting, you're always going to win if you know what you're doing. Like,
well, I use a smoke bomb so I can just stab people and get the fuck out.
Yeah, that's true.
I fucking go, like, Puerto Rican on their ass. When they're, give me, like, a fucking, like, little knife or, like, that fucking little finger knife shit, and I'll fucking, like, stab them like a fucking, like, virgin gets stabbed when she gets fingered for the first time.
Damn. Yeah.
Hey, I know what Seabass's job is going to be from now on. Background music.
What? Oh, Pat, I'm cool with that.
Alright. Before you keep going, you do know that Skype can only have two people talking at the same time, right? So, you put in that fucking guitar, takes one space away from us. And we got important shit to say, son!
Son?
Oh, look, Big Dick Bander over here.
We got games to rip on, shit.
Ripping on games and shit, none of them.
Dude, in Red Dead Redemption, you can lasso a nun, put it on a train track, kill it with a train, and then get an achievement for that. What's up? What's up?
Didn't we discuss this last night?
It's just that awesome.
Let's go back like a few months ago. Let's talk about like Dante's Inferno. All
right. Oh my god.
In Dante's Inferno with a fucking cross, if I fucking kill freaking babies who have fucking sickles for hands, I got a fucking achievement called killing, like, fucking baptizing unbaptized babies, nigga.
Wow.
What the fuck is that?
Who made that game?
Fuck Christian. Your fucking guns, nigga.
It's called hell, Julio.
Yo, I heard that in Uncharted, if you go into the swimming pool, you get an achievement for going Marco Polo.
Yeah, you do. Oh. Dude, that shit was funny as hell. It's like, Marco! And the chick goes, I'm not playing that game, really? He's like, come on, it'll be fun! She's like, no. That scene is funny as hell.
And you get an achievement for it, so. That's good.
Actually, it's called the trophy, you know.
Really, nigga, you're correcting me on that?
Mickey. Yeah, it is tech. Well, if we're talking about, you know, pro systems known as a PS3, it's called a trophy.
Oh, shit. Well,
in Xbox 360, it's called an achievement. So oh. I'd rather get a trophy any day over an achievement, you know? Because, you know, trophies look really pretty on my window.
Yeah, man. Mickey, what do you think of the gaming industry, da?
I think it's getting worse. Like, getting bad.
Elaborate.
Okay. Look at the Wii. The motion control shit.
Yeah. The motion control shit.
Yeah, whatever, dude.
I like your wording.
Yeah, whatever. I remember everyone talking shit about that. And now that Sony and Microsoft announced their motion controls.
3 years later. Crazy.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck? Bunch of hypocrites.
Hold up. Funny enough, the Wii was like the system that has sold out the most.
Yeah.
Talking shit about motion controls, but like, they're still buying the fucking system because everyone's a fucking tool.
All the sucker moms want it, bro. It's like, that we tell. Like, what was the advertisement for the Wii? Oh, it's going to make your kids exercise. Your kids are fat, and then we're going to make them thin. Is it true? No, nigga. All you do is move your wrist. That's all you fucking do.
Unless you're playing, like, Wii Sports or some crazy shit. No, yeah. I mean, not Wii Fit, whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, Wii Fit, you actually do have to move around.
Yeah.
I promise.
What the fuck, Marcelo?
Say it. Say it.
You probably get a trophy for that.
I can't.
Wait, nigga.
Dude, I can't say it. You say it.
It's a Toastmasters.
Say it. It's a great idea.
No.
Please say it. I can't say it. That's why. Just say it.
Yo, imagine trying the weed. What?
Bro, yo, imagine trying to do
it to your dick and having to do the motions. See, I'm gonna show you something like that right now. I think Seabass has seen it. I've seen it.
Ah, man, I just think that the gaming industry has changed a lot since its beginnings, with all the new blocks and shit, just telling us what to buy and what's good and what's not. It's not like it. Before, you got a game because your friend told you to get it, because you like playing it with your friend. Now you get a game because the review or the Metascore said it's really good. And that's bullshit. That's bullshit. It's not what games used to be. It used to be what about the fun, you know, about underground like, games.
When was the last time you walked into a game store and just bought a random game?
Yeah, just saying that. Well, not. It doesn't have to be. Well, yeah, you can do it that way. But you gotta admit that there's a lot of sucky games out there, man. Like, fuck.
Yeah.
It's like we have so many big budget games these days that all kids do is buy these big budget games. So the ones who don't have enough, the game companies who don't have this kind of budget to make Modern Warfare 2s or Assassin's Creed 2, they gotta get so fucking generic to actually appeal to someone that it gets so sucky, and we get so many of the same shit that it's tiring.
Yeah.
Yo, Julio.
Yeah.
Say something, da. Huh?
No, nigga, you go watch that fucking video and you tell me what you think.
Alright, I'm gonna watch this video that Julio just linked. Because Julio is a master of fucking links. Super PP Brothers, nigga.
No, watch it. No, you're not going to stop watching it because you're going to fucking laugh your fucking bitch ass off. You're saying about tying the fucking Wiimote to your dick?
Dude. Oh my god, that bitch is ugly, man.
That's a huge bitch.
Why is there a cat on the toilet?
So the pussy could get wet, bro. Where else?
Oh!
shit. You just blew my mind, son.
Mind blown, dude.
Had to be Japan.
Dude, that girl's American.
No, I mean the game.
No, nigga, that shit's like freaking like improvised by some fucking people there. Nigga.
Mickey, say a sentence with less than 5 words right now.
For $10,000.
Say it. Say it.
Wait, you said less than 5 words,
right? Yes, yes. Oh my god.
It's super Dominican, dude.
It's so complicated. Right back on those. Oh my god.
Dude, you said a word with 4 words yesterday, bro.
Alright, Mickey, go. Less than 5 words. A sentence. Hurry up. Go.
For 10,000 bucks and a night with a hooker.
God of War is cool.
Alright. No! No! Oh! That's foul, dumb bitch!
Same shit, nigga. No. Same shit.
Dude, that's 5.
So, same shit.
I said 4.
You said 5.
I said less than 4.
Ah, get out of here.
Yo, Seba, is Ernesto still there?
Yeah.
Tell him to say some cool hip shit right now.
<He's>... Motherfucker.
What? That was some pedophile shit. There you go.
Alright, that was good enough.
Motherfucker, we need your help.
Alright, Paul, this is the third time we try to do the fucking podcast, so I think that with this 20 minutes plus 20 last night minutes plus 20 from the other night, 20 minutes, then we got enough to finish it up. It's gonna be huge. Go.
Yeah, I was just downstairs getting my stuff.
And your mic is not working again.
Work.
Not working.
There we go.
There we go.
Yeah, I was just downstairs making myself a ham, egg, cheese, and sandwich.
What type of bread?
I don't know what type of bread. Fucking. I don't know what type of bread. Square bread, motherfucker. I'm not a connoisseur about bread, bitch.
Is it the one with butter?
No.
Ah. Oh.
It's just bread, like that Wonder Bread shit.
All right, before you start saying what you wanted to say, I just want to inform you that I asked Mickey to say a sentence with less than 4 words, and he said God of War is cool.
He said 5. The dumbass said 4. 5.
I said 4. Five. I said 4.
Nigga, he said 5.
And he said God of War is cool.
The podcast will confirm that. You said 5.
Nigga, I'm editing the podcast. I can put 4 if I want to.
Oh, you would shit. Really take that much time just to
shit. Really, nigga? Remember what happened to your Facebook?
That was not cool, dog.
Don't test me, bitch. Alright, Paul, you're on.
Well, what did I miss?
You missed Mickey saying God of War is cool when I asked
him. Which it isn't.
You missed Julio saying that the industry is messed up, is really fucked up right now, the gaming industry, because of fucking critics. You missed Seba.
Critics are not the reason that the industry is messed up. It's just a lack of creativity.
All right, do you want to hear what I said?
Yeah.
All right. Let me get ready. Look, I said that the problems with the industry are as follows. All right, first, it's not what it used to be in the old days, because now in the old days, you got a game because you either played it with your friend, or you heard from a friend, and it was fun, or you got it from, or you played it at the arcade, and then you got it for the console. Now most of the kids out there get a game because the fucking reviewer says it's good. The fucking Metascore is good. So what happens is that all these games, they try to get like even bigger budgets every time, and they try to do this generic shit like Modern Warfare 2 or Assassin's Creed 2. And they pull this shit right, and they get good, and they get good reviews, and they get good sales. So well, all the so but let me finish. Let me finish. So all these games that don't have as much budget as this fucking Modern Warfare 2s or Assassin's Creed 2s, they try to get generic as fuck just to try and appeal a little bit to the audience that these motherfuckers are trying to catch and shit. That's what I said. So that's why when you go buy a game, you have like 20 different types of Modern Warfare 2s and 20 different fucking Assassin's Creed 2s type of games.
Are you done?
Yeah.
That's entirely correct.
Yeah. I passed the poly test. Okay,
well, it's this gym test, motherfucker. Remember that we got a cold names and shit.
All right.
Okay, Skeeter.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, all right, first off, people who honestly take reviews as gospel and truth, and I'm not going to name names, but there are a few people out there that do, and they don't buy the game unless it gets a good review from Game Informer or Metacritic and shit, or whatever the fuck those websites are.
Mickey. All
right? I just want to call them out. You Mickey. Guys are not real fucking gamers, all right? You guys are fucking idiots that can't think for yourselves, all right? Critics are morons, and they do not dictate what is good and what isn't. I would not have played half of the shit I own if I listened to reviews. I would not have played the masterpiece that is God Hand if I paid attention to reviews. I get games,
looks good as well.
You know, if I just like, I got most of my games like out of curiosity. The same way that I got most of my music. Like, I'll try to find out about shit that interests me. And if I think it looks cool, then I'll just take a chance and get it. You know, sometimes those chances were kind of stupid. God of War. Yeah. Let's see, what else did I totally blow my money on? Eco. I don't give a fuck what people say about it being an artistic masterpiece. That was a waste of fucking money. If it was like $20, I would have thought it was worth it. But it's a game that's 7 hours at most. And it's not the epic artistic tale that most people make it out to be. Shadow of the Colossus balanced it out by putting in more blood-pumping fights. They balance out the boring shit with blood-pumping shit. Eco is just you solving these disgustingly easy puzzles. And they were disgustingly easy for me because I'm pretty good at puzzle games. And no, I did not get attached to the girl that you dragged around. You know, I just wanted her to die in a fiery pit in hell for being so annoying. But she has about as much intelligence as a sack of cow manure. All right? How am I supposed to get attached to that? You know? the only reason I kept that, for me, it was like Eco was a pimp. He really didn't give a fuck about Yorta, which is the bitch's name. But, you know, and sometimes he would try to throw her off a cliff or something. Then he remember, oh, shit, how am I going to get across this pit? Hey, yo, bitch, come here. Use your powers. Dude, bridge dude, appears. Dude, thank you, bitch.
Dude, what's the name of the horse in Shadow of the Colossus?
Aggro.
I think
Aggro. I do not know if Wander fucking says that. Like every fucking minute.
Agro.
Agro! 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 What the fuck are you doing? That bitch is gonna stomp on your ass!
I think Agro is smarter than fucking the little girl and Nico.
Yeah. Not to mention Core. You see, when the horse died, that hit hard. Did I spoil it for anyone?
2 years.
Maybe one of the listeners.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, the horse dies. That shit made me feel cold inside, man. That shit was harsh. That was a good that was a good way to tell a story. Man, what was I talking about? Oh yeah. Stupid people. and the decline of gaming. I like to consider this era of gaming as the eternal summer. And what I mean by that is that in movies, in the summer, all these movies try to outdo each other and be like blockbusters and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what's happening in games. I don't know. They're just... Yeah, it's just so many things that if I tried to get it all out, like in this very minute when we're ending this shit, I would just probably stumble all over myself and sound like...
I think the easiest way to say it is that everybody's just trying to play it safe and try to cater to what the sales number are saying.
Yes, but it's not only that, but you can't imagine how I feel. You know, because games are important to me, and you can't imagine how I feel when I see all these people actually getting a fucking hard-on about the possible announcement of Gears of War 3 or Kingdom Hearts 3 or fucking... Are they making a new Assassin's Creed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed 3. You know, all these incredibly bland games... You know, I want people to get excited about something that's worth getting excited about. And I'm not talking shit because I have played through, I have tried out some of these games. But, you know, it's just a lack of creativity and inspiration.
Yeah.
And you know, and I'm not saying go and make some really artistic, pretentious indie game because that's not the way out of this shit either. But, you know, it's like, I'm not saying that there was this golden era of games when everything was fucking precious and flawless. Because, you know, there was a lot of shit in the SNES and Genesis days. But, you know, the fun shit back then was way fucking better than any of the shit out now. That's just my opinion. Oh, except for God Hand. God Hand is fucking gold.
I love my God Hand.
And they better put Gene in Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Yo, what do you think of those screenshots?
The Marvel vs. Capcom 3 screenshots?
Yes.
They look crispy as fuck. They look nice as hell. Yeah. I like the style they're going for, and I'm liking it a lot.
Like a living comic.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm not...
And I can't listen to you guys because of that crispy, that Julio, bro.
All right.
Sadly. So if
no, don't write anything.
So I can, you know, hear you guys again.
Yo, can you hear me?
Anything? You just have to write something.
Can you hear us yet?
Hey.
Thank you. I'm here.
All right. I'm not one of those, you know, obese nerds that smells like fucking dick. That knows like every fucking thing about Marvel comics, you know, because when you get into comics, there's like a lot of shit to fucking know. But I enjoy comics, and I always love the atmosphere of a good comic, and I like that they're trying to bring that shit to life in MVC3.
Have you read the Kick-Ass comic?
Nope.
Violence.
You gotta check that out, man. It's funny as hell.
Is there any way that I can?
Yeah, I have it. I can send it to you. I'm gonna link it after the podcast.
Well,
the girl can link it and everything. Damn.
Oh, let's see. There's not much else that I gotta say about that. Yeah, games are just going down the whirlpool. I hope that they pick up again. Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Gonna be crispy. The Last Guardian, looking forward to that.
No, I never got into Marvel vs. Capcom for whatever reason. Like, even like in the arcade games, I could never get into that.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because everyone would kick your ass?
That, and like, I just... Capcom versus Marvel, it just never made sense to me, you know?
It's not supposed to make sense. That's what I like about it. Like, just these... Well, I mean, I could explain why they're put together, but what I like about it is just the total craziness of it. You know what I'm saying? I like the randomness.
To me, yeah. To me, it's a little bit like freaking when Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe is like, what the hell, you know? These two like completely different like genres meeting up, you know? It was weird. It's weird, but yet again, I guess it's a little biased because I always get my ass kicked in that game, you know. Anyone still there?
Yeah. Paul, are you there? Paul's mic is probably not working.
Probably.
well, in the meantime that Paul comes back, all I was going to say is that...
There we go.
If you really what's believe...
What's the last thing I said?
Nothing. Nothing.
Wait a second. Marcelo, finish that sentence.
Oh, that if you really believe in game reviews, then I guess you'll be glad to hear that GTA 4 is considered the best game of all time with the best overall review, followed by Uncharted 2, Red Dead Redemption, Little Big Planet, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, Call of Duty 4, Bioshock, Street Fighter, Metal Gear Solid 4, and
what are you talking about, dude?
And Elder
Scrolls. That's
bullshit. No, that's the overall best. Those are the top 10 games with best overall review.
Of all time?
Of all time.
No, what a coincidence. Those games came out this gen.
No. I'm pretty sure that the game that has the highest rating of all time, like right now, I don't know what the website is called, but it's like a tie between Ocarina of Time and Mario Galaxy 2.
Oh, I mean like...
Mario Galaxy 2? That one would have the highest reviewed? Didn't that game just come out?
Yes,
sir. I'll link you up. That Metacritic is a webpage that... Oh, well, yeah. I'm talking about only the PS3.
I thought you meant all time.
Well, I mean of all time, because PS3 is the best console ever.
And, yeah, of course.
And we're all fanboys of the PS3, so... If you got a
PS3 is the best console ever moved.
Sure, wow.
So I guess that if you own a PS3, you're gonna have GTA 4.
Did World at War make
that? No, boy.
Alright, I'm recording.
Super Street Fighter 4.
Okay. So yeah, man, those are the top 10 games for the PS3 according to game reviewers.
This is going to attract a bunch of trolls going, that's because the PS3 has no games.
Oh, you guys are so funny.
People piss me off, bro.
PS3 has no games. Okay, let's see what your Xbox 360 games. A shooter. Another generic shooter. And another generic shooter. Exactly. And another generic shooter. And another generic shooter.
I love you. I love you, Pringles.
They're all generic shooters.
The fact that people...
And they talk shit about RPGs. And, like, there's a huge difference between an RPG and a shooter. An RPG actually has a storyline that actually makes sense and they could fucking play around with it. A shooter is just, we're gonna make some faggot fantasy gun versus some faggot fantasy alien in some faggot fantasy world.
I mean, that depends on what you like, you know. I mean, I don't have to remind Skeeter and Soggy Biscuit that I don't really care about the story that much in a game. A good story should be like a cherry on the cake, but for me, the actual cake is the game and the atmosphere.
Yeah.
If I played games for story, I would not play. Let me see a game with a really stupid story. Oh, the obvious example. I would not play Street Fighter if it was for the story. All right? Like, the story's interesting, but Capcom keeps fumbling around with it and making all these retcons and shit, and at this point, you just don't know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
I would not play... God Hand, Metal Slug, Katamari Damacy. It's a game about rolling balls! I'm gonna roll myself a fat Katamari. Yeah.
So yeah, man, to all those people that really follow the reviewers and all they say, you just gotta remember that these reviewers are like any other person, and they got nothing special on their fucking judgment that makes their decisions so fucking godly. So for that matter, you can call me a fucking reviewer, and I tell you, I don't like any fucking game of this generation. Go out, make some research, make a fucking decision, and buy a game that you fucking like, not something that someone tells you to like.
And if you want to try that out, guys, you better make a freaking Gamefly account.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking smart too.
Just get a freaking Gamefly account. If you don't know what game you want, get a Gamefly account. Sooner or later, if you're a member long enough, they give you discounts and you can just freaking buy the games you want.
Yeah.
From them for like basically like nothing.
Yeah, pretty much.
They send you like 20% off discounts over the mail and shit.
Alright.
I feel like I had something important to say, but I forgot what it was.
Are we finished?
I think we can wrap it up.
Alright. Yeah, that's all, folks.
Before you wrap it up, can I just ask one last thing?
Yeah.
Yo, Ernesto, say something awesome and hip.
Oh my god.
Wow, Pokemon game actually got a bad review. Jesus Christ.
Ernesto, say something awesome and hip.
No more Pokemon. It's over.
Let's come up with that.
Just come up with something awesome and hip. It's gonna sound, even if it's lame, it's gonna sound awesome in your voice.
Alright, you know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in France?
Oh shit!
No.
Yeah, with cheese.
Thank you so much, Bat. That was better than anything anyone could have said.
And we're out, folks.
Yeah! Oh, goodbye and good night to my listeners. Don't let Balrog rape you. Don't let an elephant come into your house at night and sit on your face.
Ibuki! Ibuki, on the scene!
Shut up, you